Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spoiler alert, I'll let you know. Sabrina Carpenter did not have the song in the summer.
That's a crime.
Last year. I know you might be surprised by that. I'll tell you who did. Here in a second. Memorial Day weekend is kind of like the unofficial kickoff of summer, so we start thinking back about what was the summer songs from years past. So we'll take a look back about a decade, because we're in 2025. So let's go back to 2013. What do you think the song of the summer was? Any guesses off the top of your guys' head? What was big back then? Anyone have any guesses?
Something 13. With Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris. Ooh. Would have been a really good guess. Like, oh, Rihanna, yeah. Calvin Harris. Ooh. Back about 2010 probably was when that you know, We Found Love was going
maybe
on.
Maybe Avicii, something Avicii.
Wake Me Up.
Yeah.
It was a dance record. It was AB's mom's favorite song of all times. Yeah.
She loves this song.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
2013. It was on repeat.
15 years old.
What's up? 2013, so it's 12 years old.
Oh.
No,
I'm good close. At math.
Yeah, you're really good at math. I was asking, like, what? Do you want me to do math for you? You're like, I'm like,
a little bit confusion.
I know. I was like, Robin right. Thicke is 15. Like, have you seen that music video? All right, you'll never guess 2014. The year after, Iggy Azalea was everywhere.
Oh yeah.
This song.
Yes, everywhere.
I forgot Iggy Azalea even existed.
This song was everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's skip around a little bit, though, because some of the years, the song of the summer was the dumbest song you could ever remember. Like, but for some reason, it just hits, and everyone just gets addicted to it. This was the song of the summer, the most Googled, most played song in 2016, guys.
Panda. Oh my gosh.
This was the most played song.
What?
It was a banger, though.
It was,
man. Oh, man.
2016. Panda.
Memories.
Panda.
Oh my God. Whatever happened to Designer, man? That was a jam. He should have made other animals, man. Like giraffe afterwards, man. We could have had some hits. 2017. I still think this could be the biggest song of the summer of all time. Any guesses?
I think it was I'm the One, Bieber, and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're kind of right. You have the right artist, you just don't have his biggest song ever.
It was Love Yourself.
Not Sorry? Love Yourself, not. This is Justin Bieber's biggest song ever.
Biggest song ever from him?
Yeah, yes. Most, one of the most streamed songs, if not the most streamed song of all time. You have to remember that it is, you might be a little bit surprised, like, oh, he's had a lot of hits. This song was huge globally, too. Bad Bunny is one of the biggest artists in Hispanic-speaking yeah. countries, mm-hmm. so Despacito was a smash.
I thought it was going to be that Drake song, like the Kiki, Do You Love Me? I thought it was going to be that song.
Actually, it was 2018's In My Feelings. I just didn't play that one.
Okay, oh, see, wow. I knew that was one
so
of them.
So that is actually the next year. Yeah, Kiki, Do You Love Me? In My Feelings, Drake. Let's go through some other years. Shaboozy also might be on the list for Song of the Summer last year. I'll tell you what was number one last year. We're taking you back. Memorial Day weekend is approaching. It's an unofficial kickoff of summer. It's perfect for summer road trips. You can make this actually your summer road trip playlist. We're looking back of what were the songs of the summer over the past, like, basically the past decade. And AB just pointed out, like, man, it just makes you feel nostalgic. Like, damn, music used to be hit differently back then.
Yeah, it really did.
It just feels different when you, like, look back at those songs. It takes you back to different places. You remember those memories that you created when you were just jamming out to that song on repeat over and over again. In 2019, I remember thinking this song was a joke. Like, it was one of those silly panda songs, a joke of a song. It became the most played song, and I think it might still be the most streamed and played song of all time. It's the biggest song ever. Any guesses?
It was Baby Shark.
Oh, Angel Style? Oh my God.
Old Town Road, guys. 2019.
Horrible song. This was like the start of TikTok.
This was the start of TikTok. Then he started doing TikTok. Yep. That's 2020, guys, is wildly inappropriate, but this song was the most searched song, probably because they were like, man, can we say that on the radio?
Oh,
also one
Cardi
of the most
B.
played.
Oh, WAP.
Everybody.
You know, when I think of 2020, I always think of WAP.
What does WAP mean?
Wet and gushy.
I actually was nervous to ask Hannah.
The pee is silent.
Hannah, I'm like, you asked me a question and I answered. What did you want from me?
I know.
Like,
that's my argument to the FCC.
I was like, oh my God. Guys, 2022, out of all those crazy ones we've been hearing, 2022 is the wildest. Because here's your hint for 2022's Song of the Summer. 2022's Song of the Summer came out in 1985. Mm. Did anyone know it?
Stranger Things!
Stranger Things!
Running for that hill?
Yes!
I hate this song. Why did dance ruin it for you? No, it's just horrible.
This song became so big again.
Kate Bush loved it.
1985 is when that song came out, and it became the biggest song. All because of Stranger Things. Isn't that crazy?
And it tells you how long it's been since Stranger Things has been on Netflix.
Seriously.
Come on.
Yeah, that's true. That is so funny that we haven't gotten anything new from Stranger Things.
All the kids are like 50 years old now.
Yeah, they're like, this is Stranger Things from the senior citizen facility. The outside's like coming through the senior citizen walls. 2024 Song of the Year. It was not Sabrina Carpenter Espresso, which I thought a lot of people would think.
Oh, yeah.
Not Shaboozy Bar Song.
Morgan Wallen and Post Malone.
Oh, Shaboozy.
Good guess. Mm-hmm. It's not. It was Kevin's song, guys.
Yeah, not like us.
They
not
like
us. Yeah.
For the summer?
They not like us. Yes.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. All I can think of is Kevin's music video.
Every time I hear Catch the Lamar, I think of Kevin.
Well, let's play it again.
Let's finish a Kevin's song of the summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.